All Business. All Business Bodybuilding with Joe Binley, Justin Compton, and Dominic Cardone starts now. What's going on, guys? Welcome to All Business Bodybuilding. My name is Luke. I'm your host. I'm here with Joe, Justin, and Dom. Gentlemen, how's it going?
What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Another week, another new month.
Right? Into July we go.
I know.
How was everybody's weekend?
Oh, well, I didn't do shit.
See, to me, that's a good weekend.
Right?
Yours, why, what was yours? Stressful, Justin?
Oh, no, mine wasn't stressful. I mean, anybody that knows me knows my ass is normally in bed by like 8:30 before it's while it's still daylight outside. So, damn. Needless to say, my sleep got wrecked a little bit. But aside from that, I'm not like all the other assholes on the planet want to take away somebody else's rights because it offends me. So, right. You know, my neighbor's shooting off fireworks, so I got to stay up and watch it for free.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Joe, we got an entire show on my street.
Yeah, there you go. Joe, you were partying up out there in Cali. What's going on? Birthday and all?
Well, I wasn't really partying. So,
I was being facetious.
No, Friday was cool. Me and Brad went out for dinner. I had meetings in LA and just stayed down there and trained with Tom, Brad's training partner, the dentist.
Cool.
And then, yeah, and then we went out for dinner, which was actually really nice. We went down to Marina Del Rey, and we thought everything was going to be closed because LA have closed all restaurants and bars pretty much, but there was a few places open. So that was pretty nice to sit down and chill out and have a little bit of boy time together for a couple of hours with no distractions. And then, Saturday. It was just bizarre because I think everyone here was a bit pissed that nothing was going on because they did actually close our beach as well at Huntington.
Oh, wow.
And everyone was expecting to come to Huntington because they knew the other beaches were coming. So there was a shit ton of traffic and nothing to see.
Well, that's what they did in Miami, too. I believe they shut down the beaches there because a lot of people were planning to go there, too.
Yep.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. And then, yeah, I'm only like the most... very like I don't want to leave the house, I don't want to do anything, but I had to train early because the gym closed early on Saturday. And then remember Joel, Lou? Joel's like, hey, why don't you come out for a couple of hours to my friend's house? So there was like seven people, five of which I didn't know, so I just I was sat there for like 3 hours. So that was my Saturday night. It was party on.
Hey, there you go. Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. It sounds like you had a good time. So we didn't do shit down here. Florida was definitely, they've officially closed all restaurants in Miami again.
And gyms.
They're going, yeah, dude, they're going backwards. Like they're, you know, they're back to takeout only with no sit down service and all this crap. And it's just ridiculous. But
what's Tampa area looking like?
I was just going to ask that. Yeah,
that sure. All right. I've got a little bit of insight on that. But what's your feeling on that, Luke?
What's out there? I don't know if you guys seen, but I've actually, just before the show, I've been looking up to Tampa every day. And that's how I seen that Miami closed down. And now they have yet another supposedly record high in cases.
Exactly. Cases. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, doesn't matter if the death rate is 0.0007, but so stupid.
Well, no one's talking about the deaths anymore. You know,
exactly.
The death fact's significant. So let's test a shit ton of people. And the CDC said, oh, yeah, well, you know, even the common cold can show up as a positive. Well, there wasn't got antibodies to a common fucking cold. Sorry, but it's all shit.
Exactly. There's so much shit coming out about people like going to CVS to get tested and the lines are being really long, so they're leaving. And then the next day, they're getting a fucking letter in the mail saying they're positive when they never even got tested. So it's just, it's ridiculous.
I don't know how it is down there, but here in Jacksonville, you said your all's beaches are closed, right?
I mean, they were for 4th of July. I don't know if they are now. It was only supposed to be the 3rd, 4th, and 5th that they were closing them down fully because they just didn't want the crowds there.
It wasn't like that here. We went out on the boat on the 4th. We went on the 3rd and the 4th. Both days, like, as soon as I got out of the inlet, you could see the beach. And Loaded. Literally couldn't even see the sand for so many cars and people drop like up on the beach.
Okay.
I mean, there were thousands of, I've never seen the beach that packed before.
All right. Okay.
You would, I mean, it looked like, I never did go on like spring break and stuff, but I've seen pictures of, Panama City Beach. That's where all the kids want to go.
Yeah.
It looked like that.
Wow. Definitely was not like that down here. Yeah. So the only fireworks that went on in our area were ones that people bought themselves. So
yeah, it was funny because there was no fireworks where I am in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But Joe, I was actually at Andy's place Saturday night. We were using the new fit, and his like apartment overlooks the whole strip. And yeah. I wish I took a video. I've never seen anything like that in my, like, you've seen the entire city of just Vegas and the strip just lit up with fireworks. It almost looked fake. It was nonstop for hours.
And you didn't get any videos.
I don't know why I didn't. We were just saying,
he was stoned. Your, like, Instagram influencer status, man.
I definitely get an F on my influencer status, so.
You're fired. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But the I want to tell you something funny, Joe. My wife, I laugh because my wife will watch your stories once in a while. And I know.
Your wife inboxes me all the time, by the way.
There you go. Okay. The
that sounds bad.
That's a little weird, but okay. She saw your post about Dr. Connolly, and she was like, "He's Post Malone's dentist."
Well, he's.
And I'm like, "Oh my god!"
This week, he's Drake's dentist too, and six in a couple of weeks.
I just laughed. I was like, "I'm glad that impresses you, babe. Have a great day."
Yeah. Do you know what? He's also my dentist.
Exactly. Man. He's worked on some famous nasty teeth.
No, well, even go, yeah. Englishman's teeth and all the stigma that goes with that, you know. But no, so, it's pretty cool. I think he's flying up this week to do Drake.
Wow. Hey, that's cool. And I mean, shit. Obviously, he has a fantastic business, which is great. So.
Dentistry, that is, for anyone who's not with it and thinking, you know.
Yeah. So we got some drama over the last few days. John Meadows put out a video about some supplement industry drama. You guys want to dive into that? Joe, you want to start?
Well, it's no news to me. I've been aware of this for the best part of the week. I've just been waiting for all the shit to hit the fan.
Gotcha.
So I'd be quite interested to hear Dom and Justin's take on some of this from someone who's like not, they're probably not on the, I mean, Dominic knows a bit because I've shared some stuff with him, but I'm interested to hear their take on it, and then I'll come in and give my two cents on the back end.
Okay.
Well, for me, I'm not surprised, and I'm gonna say this as well. I'm not gonna pick on any one particular company here. I know who you guys are referring to. I'm not gonna pick on them because I personally feel that it's not just one. I think there's a lot of, like, when you see, you know, I'm trying to think how to word this the correct way without it coming off too
PC.
But I think that this shit happens a lot more than what people realize. They have a nice little fancy label, and they've got some cool people that they like who are backing the product. So all of a sudden, it has to be 100% tried, true, proven, and legit. No, it's not the case. Like, you know, when people are buying supplements, what I would recommend them do is, you know, if you don't have a coach that recommends it to you, and even if you do have a coach that recommends it, because, you know, hey, guess what? Some coaches, I mean, not just some, you know, most coaches are paid through a company or they have a kickback or discount code. That doesn't mean that the company's good or bad. I think that you need to do your own research on the company. And if you do your own research on the company, you'll know who's legit and who is not.
Well, he's moving around. Really.
My phone has non-stop notifications going off. I just went to go turn off a bunch of fucking chats.
Okay.
Sorry.
I've got a question, Matt. She brought on something, Justin. And so this, I'm going to put this out to you and Dom. If this stuff comes out and you're an athlete endorsing brand X's products and you're attached to that brand, how do you feel about it? And what are you doing right now?
Well, I'm going to tell you, that hits at home for me. And I'm going to explain that. And I'm sure you remember this too, of all people. Remember the bullshit company Gear Neutral?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. This company, Sean Ray is the one who swindled me in there, which I think we're all on the same page of how we feel about Sean here.
Mm-hmm.
And the company was backed by Muscular Development, which at the time I was sponsored with them as well. They had everyone's blessing. So I'm like, okay. So I hopped on board with the company. You know, it was my first sponsorship. I had no clue what I was getting myself into. And basically the way it was presented to me was, our products are not out yet. This is what they're going to be. And you will be the first person that gets them. I mean, that's cool and all. I get it. You know, I'm going to be a, like, I thought I was going to be a part of something brand new and innovative and something that could change the industry. That was how it was presented.
Think again.
To all of them. And if you look very closely at who they signed, I think Juan Morell's maybe 2 or 3 years older than me. But for the most part, they signed guys from like age 20 to like 23, 24. Like, basically people that really didn't know what they were getting themselves into. Anyone that understands what a pump and dump on the stock market is, and if you look at the previous owner, of like, he's had his hands in some stuff and had some legal issues. So that's kind of what went down there. But the product, not only like in this particular case that we're talking about right now, is underdosed products. And in the case that I'm in, I was kind of like, I felt like I was being laughed at by people, because people would come up to us at expos. I get it. We launched at the 2013 Olympia, but we didn't have any products. We were giving out like wristbands or some random shit. I don't remember. Well, fast forward to the 2014 Arnold, the same people came around. They were like, hey, Justin, it's cool. Like, you guys making a living selling t-shirts and hats, because I don't see any supplements here. I'm like, you know, it made me look like a fucking ass, like, even though I had no control over that. So right. I can only imagine the athletes that are backing these products. And there's a lot of big name athletes backing this too, like a particular Mr. Olympia. So, you know, people are backing that up. And if these claims come out and these claims proven to be true, it's not going to look very good on their reputation, I don't think.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Because me personally, if, you know, a lot, like John Meadows said in this video, most companies get warning letters at one point or another. But warning letters are for certain ingredients, whatever. They've now had that manufacturing company now has numerous pretty big violations against manufacturing, you know, not only just warning letters, you know, even things being underdosed, mislabeled. They have had quite a few warning letters as well, even as of recently. But if I'm with a company and they are not, you know, they are still using this company to manufacture their products after all these instances, then I would have an issue with that personally, because it's my name being put in products. I take the products. I'm promoting the products. How can I, you know, promote them if it's out there that it's coming from a piece of shit source? And by piece of shit source, I can share this on here because he shared it on Facebook, but there's a certain big supplement store in New York that this guy Wes has gone to a couple years ago before he went to jail. He was giving GHB out to all the employees at the supplement store and trying to steal the employees when behind the owner's back. Now he's in jail. You know, this was public knowledge back then, but this is the type of person that's running that company or was running that company. So, you know, you see these things and hear about these things happen over time. If you don't begin to question, you know, what's going on, then, you know, there's also an integrity issue there with the athlete as well. So that's my issue with it big time too.
Yeah, I mean, as an athlete or as a coach, for both of you, and coaches attached to brands, if you're backing that company, I mean, people are going to question, one, your ethics, and two, your clients aren't going to fully trust you either, because they expect you to know this stuff.
Yep. It's true. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're putting your name behind, you know, products that are coming back that are, you know, not up to par, you got to come out and say something about it, and you can't just disappear into the bushes like Homer Simpson.
I mean, sometimes shit does happen at manufacturing. Like,
absolutely,
it's small. It's like any other business. I mean, we had a batch that didn't go out with that went out without neck bands. I mean, it's superficial. It's a fucking neck band. But it's like, that shouldn't happen. I was really fucking pissed.
Right.
But I mean, so something can happen. But when it comes to, like, God, when it comes to errors with ingredients, I mean, that is inexcusable, because that's people's health as well. Because you put something wrong in a product that's not on the label, that could, you know, could potentially, it could kill somebody. You know, if there's an allergy there, or it's way overdosed. Yeah. But, and honestly, that happened to me back in 2010, I think it was. I used one for the original Aminotaur. So I was getting everything made at the same... I've used the same facility for like 10 years. But I trialed a new facility for the Aminotaur because he had a better flavor system. So I was like, okay, I'll give him one project to run with. That thing was so tainted. I was like, I had to destroy the whole batch eventually. Wow. And I was like, you know what? I'm at that manufacturer where I've been at for a reason. I've not moved from there because it might not be the cheapest, you know, but you get what you pay for in this industry. And absolutely. Now I've got the relationship where I know where all the raw materials come from. A lot of the raw materials I'll put in there myself. I know the kilo costs, and they don't manufacture. Our manufacturer doesn't manufacture for another sports nutrition company. So it's like, but to have that relationship, a lot of these people don't do the legwork at the front end of a business. They just want to go to somewhere. It's like, oh, this one gives me a good price. Can you? How long? Okay, you can get it ready in 6 weeks. Perfect. Off we go. Let's launch a brand. Absolutely. I kind of feel people don't do the due diligence with any business, whether it's a supplement company, it can be any business. You should be doing your due diligence before you put anything out to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just highly negligible. And the fact that some of these companies are making health products is, it's one thing putting out a pre-workout that might have like, I don't know, like an ingredient low, a couple of ingredients low, that's shitty. But when you're putting out health supplements to people have medical conditions and they're hoping to find corrective actions and you're underdosing or missing out ingredients, I'm sorry, but that's a whole other level.
Absolutely.
So, on that note, if anyone wants health supplements this month, AD Life, I'm going to do 25% off for the full month of July just to say, you know what, I'm pretty ashamed of what's going on. You can grab something that you can trust.
Amen.
Awesome.
It's crazy, too, because one of the things about NutriCap, and I'm sure you guys are aware of this, but the listeners might not be, is that when they kind of came back onto the scene after the whole DuraCap thing imploded, they have this business model where anybody can start a supplement company. So they'll help you with labels. They'll help you with flavor, with you know, your flavor profiles. They'll help you with your formulations. I know at least 10 people via Facebook that have started small independent companies with them because they literally preyed on people like that. Like they went to like your normal, you know, like a guy that just wants to maybe go out on his own and do 3 or 4 products, but doesn't have a lot of money, and said, hey, we'll partner with you and we'll help you build your brand and we'll let you do small batches, but we'll do it in such a way where you can still make money. So there's
Do you want me to quantify this for you, Luke? What happens at a lot of places, just for sure, to sound to that. So people will go there and they're like, okay, I want to have a fat burn. I want to have a pre-workout. I want to have a protein or whatever. And that guy's like, okay, cool. This is your formula. This is the formula we suggest. And so you might, Luke, you just get your formula and you go, okay, 200 mg of caffeine, 4 grams of citrulline. And you go, you know what? I want something a bit harder hitting. Can we do 6 grams of citrulline, 300 mg of caffeine? Yeah, sure. No problem, Luke. No problem. Do you know what they're actually doing is they're just off the shelf. They're running 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 units and they just put a different label on. Exactly. It's still 200 mg of caffeine and 4 grams of citrulline. The label will just pinch. And that's right. The tricky part about these manufacturing places that offer that. Because unless it's a really small outfit, them running a couple of hundred units is not worth it. The minimums are always should at least be like 1,000. It's rare that you right. get less than 1,000 units made.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're not paying for it up front. Which is their big thing too.
Which a lot of their stuff is they're already made sat in the warehouse. All they need to do is apply a label.
Exactly.
We've made these. This is your formula. Even if you want a different formula, this is your formula.
Yep. Absolutely. And it's insane. And the crazy part is, I don't think that was a big push that they did at DuraCap, but when they reopened as NutriCap, they're all over Facebook. You can't go on Facebook without seeing make your own supplement company and it's NutriCap Labs. You know what I mean? So
yeah, this one particular brand that's made there that I've known for a long time that it's not tested out. You know, cause and that the company's well aware as well. I've had a health practitioner who's used the products and not seen any improvements in blood work and fed that back and nothing's obviously been done. So I don't know. There's not much more you can say about that, to be honest.
Right. For sure. So let's dive into some questions now that we've stomped that topic out. We got a question from ASanti716 that sent to Dom. He wants to know some ways to increase his appetite through diet or lifestyle changes.
You guys want me to start?
Go.
I'll start. Yeah. Dude, so pretty much.
Yeah, I thought he addressed it to you.
What do you mean?
Go, Dom. You're good.
Let's go. anyway, so usually when I have a client who comes to me with appetite problems, first I obviously see where the plan is at. Is their food running high? Is their blood sugars running high? Is there anything they're taking that could blunt appetite, such as maybe a thermogenic? Maybe if they're taking PEDs, there's an oral that usually can cause a blunt appetite. But first, if I can't really pinpoint it, I'll ask how they're flavoring their food, because there is a psychological connection to things tasting good in your appetite. So if you're eating bland food all the time, most of the time you're really not going to look forward to the food unless you just like bland food, which most people don't. So, you know, normally I'll say, how are you flavoring your food? Are you flavoring it? Is it bland? Are you seasoning it? And I'll start there. And a lot of the times, believe it or not, when people put more effort into flavoring their food, they want to eat it. When you look forward to your meals and you enjoy it, you want to eat it. Oscar taught me this many years ago, and that's when I started putting more effort into my food. Because for me personally, I can't eat bland food. I'm not one of these guys that say, yeah, I'm hardcore. I'm going to go eat plain, you know, chicken breast and rice. I like to make my food taste good and it could still be healthy. So that's like the first point I address, to see if it's maybe a psychological thing, you know, with the taste of food or whatnot. Maybe they're sick of it. Second would be, if there is, say, an oral in place, I would pull that right away and see how they do for a day, for a couple of days. If that's still not doing it, then I would slowly pull food out. So usually, you know, if they're higher in fat, I would try to pull some of the fats out first, because that'll slow down digestion. Usually for most people, especially if the carbs are higher and protein's higher, see how they do with that. And then maybe at the same time, or maybe after, it depends, I'll add in a little bit of cardio to stimulate things in the morning. So usually when I throw in like 20 minutes of cardio, fasted for most people, get the heart rate up a little bit, it will stimulate the metabolism quite a bit to where they start to feel hungry. So you're not only nailing down the taste of food, they take anything, you're lowering the food and adding cardio, and they have to get a spike there. The next thing I would address, well, let's say there's no particular order here, could be their digestive system. So maybe, are they not using, you know, is their gut health not 100% in check? Are they getting bloated? Are they showing some signs of some sort of inflammation? Are they not sleeping? Which would, like we said at the last episode, that could cause a rise in stress hormones with a lot of people. And like Joe said, a rise in blood sugar. So there's a lot of points here to address. But if all that's good, you know, lowering food a little bit, mainly the fats if they're higher, a little bit of carbs, cardio, should get it going. And then you slowly add food back in and let it ride out and feed the metabolism with food as it grows, like sort of like adding wood on a fire. But as I just said, I know I'm repeating myself, sleep is super important, making sure those stress hormones are down, making sure you're not taking anything that could blunt the appetite. And that's pretty much my main generalized points on that.
Cool.
Justin.
Well, kind of, I'm sitting here thinking like, well, I'm gonna touch on this, I'm gonna touch on that, and Tom just kept going. It's like you're stealing all my points here. So that was a very valid response. I mean, I don't have a whole lot more to add to that. The guy made the statement about lifestyle changes, so I'm gonna go on a limb and I'm gonna just kind of do a little bit of a precursor, because Dom seems like he's referring to someone who is, you know, obviously bodybuilding and taking this very, very seriously. But when someone says the word lifestyle changes, I'm going to possibly just assume maybe the guy is not, you know, a full-time bodybuilder, or he does it. This is not like he's not as passionate about as, let's say, a pro bodybuilder or a competitive bodybuilder. He just wants to improve, you know, as an overall. So a few things that, like, I would probably take into consideration for someone like that, like, you know, like an average Joe asking me that question, is one, when they say lifestyle changes, I got to ask myself, like, are you eating like two or three really big meals a day and you're stuffing yourself? Again, are you sleeping enough? Is there alcohol involved? How's your training look? Are you doing any cardio? Which Dom mentioned, you know, adding in cardio as well. Like, Dom basically covered the major points here. I mean, like I said, there's not a whole lot more for me to add to that. And then if it is a bodybuilder, I would also agree in the sense that the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look if they're taking any orals, because that's going to be the first thing that I'm going to pull out, because that tends to stunt most people's appetite in bodybuilding. It always did me. I could handle maybe if it was off season and my calories were high, which my calories are always rather high in general. But if it was off season, I couldn't handle it for more than 2 to maybe 3 weeks at a time, at which point no food tasted good to me, unless it was like fast food that was, you know, something that was really easy to go down, which that also goes into what you just said about how you prepare your food. That's a big thing that I'm not a good advocate of this, because Dom, I am one of those people who can, I can eat plain food and it doesn't bother me. But I understand, like what I was just saying there, like when I get to the point where it's like I'm no longer hungry and I have no appetite, I can still go to McDonald's and I'll enjoy that food, because my taste buds turn on to that, and everybody's going to have their own choice. You know, if I'm in the off season, you want to serve me pasta, I'm going to say, no, I'm good. I don't want none of that. But if you're serving me a burger and fries, I'm going to be good to go. So that's where actually flavoring your food to your specs is going to be, you know, a big deal. Like I said, for me, I never really hit that point too much. And to be quite honest, if I want to cook like a cake or some, if I want to cook like a dirty meal, I'm pretty damn good at that. But if I want to cook a bodybuilding meal, man, I'm just salt, pepper, garlic powder. Let's go. I'm done. Mm-hmm. That's it for me.
Well, yeah, you also pulled out a packet of tuna and rice cakes at Nationals last year in the stand. So I know you put that in that food easy.
See that famous YouTube video really... that's called "It's Fish and a Rice Cake."
Is it... Oh yeah, yeah.
Meal one, fish and a rice cake. Meal two. Fish and a rice cake. It went viral a few years ago. It was hilarious.
That sounds like the most miserable food ever.
Oh dear.
What do you think, Joe?
Okay, so going on to that. So we'll start on food. So rate of digestion's huge, not looked at a great deal by people. So immediately I would start looking at what's going on with the actual load of every single meal. What part of the day they're not getting hungry? Is it consistently throughout, or are there certain times where digestion slows down or eases off? How much fluid are they drinking around mealtime? What's the health, their gut health like? But moreover, is it if they're getting lessened appetite and digestion later on in the day, then it suggests that their stomach acid's weakened. So I would address that with some HCL or ravenous use. But the food sources, if it's just slow in general, want to speed up the rate of digestion, all protein sources I would switch pretty much to egg whites, fish, and some like low-fat white meat. I would have that cooked, probably like boiled and then shredded, so it's almost pre-digested. So I'd leave those as the main protein sources. If there's still an issue there with protein, if it's quite high, I'd probably reduce it by about 25 or 30% and supplement amino acids with each meal, essential amino acids. On the carbohydrate front, I would just stick to really safe starches, potato, grits, cream of rice, and all rice variances, and try and remove as much fiber and any vegetable load that's in there for a couple of weeks and really try and spark metabolism. If people can't respond to that, then there's probably some underlying issues, or they're just eating way too much food. Dietary fats, the same. I mean, I would keep them actually quite low throughout the carbohydrate dominating diet. And if you are going to add any fats, again, don't be adding like avocado, which has fiber attached and is more slow digesting. Go something like MCT oil, which is just calories and processed also, and pretty much immediately. A little bit of olive oil is not too bad either, because it's another liquid source of fat, or even some coconut oil. So it's a case of like, how can we be smart with calories? Like we are, like I'll use Mass Chaser as an example. It's like, how can we get more calories for bite, and how can we get the body processing things quickly, just for a short period? This isn't sustainable long term, but just to get a response. You know, that's kind of where I'd be going. It'd be almost a quite restrictive diet for a period. And if you're still struggling with the carbohydrates, to touch on the taste thing that Justin and Dominic mentioned, I actually put this in the Jay Cutler video, like one of the first ones I did. I had 10 to 15 grams of sugars just to increase the taste. So that can be done with sauces, you know, honey, something sweet, because most people like something sweet. It'll just help the carbohydrate source go down. If you say to someone you're going to eat 200 grams of rice plain, or you say, okay, you have 200 grams of jasmine rice with some sweet and sour sauce or some honey or something on there, it's probably going to go down a lot quicker and be a lot more palatable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the kind of things that I would do with food. If people are keeping vegetables in there, and I would cook them really well. So if it's broccoli, you want it almost like mash.
Right.
It'll digest really easily. You know, that's what I cook all my vegetables like that, especially when I might stick my guts a little bit off. If I have vegetables, everything's really well cooked. You've got to try and think what's going to be easiest on the body, and baby food is. So you almost want to be replicating that to an extent, you know. When it comes to the drug side, you guys have touched on it, but to enhance appetite, digestive enzymes, beta and HDL, or just pick up Ravenous, it's got all in one. You can look at using something like MK677, and if you're going to use that, dose it in the morning to get the positive effects of ghrelin. Don't take it at night because you're not going to get those benefits. I don't particularly like the peptide a great deal because I see insulin resistance coming on much quicker. But again, for 2 or 3 weeks, just to get the body moving, that could be a good stimulus. And obviously, what goes hand in hand with that, use one or the other, is GHRP6.
Which Joe, you're the first. I'm sorry. The first one you mentioned was the MK.
MK677. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I heard right.
That's gonna stimulate ghrelin, and a lot of people take it before bed at night because the growth hormones secrete a GOG. But if you take it in the morning, you're gonna be a lot hungrier during the day. So you get the appetite benefits from it if that's a problem. Most people take it at night because they don't want to be all day.
Cool. A lot of people talk about Equipoise. Have you guys had experience with appetite being increased when you use Equipoise?
I mean, I personally...
You know, there's like... Felt... Whoop.
Everyone's natty here.
We just kind of stopped mid-sentence. I was trying to avoid going into with like the... Obviously, certain drugs and certain compounds can increase your appetite. If someone wants to go that route, that's perfectly fine. Like for me, EQ would probably be one of the, maybe the only thing I've ever done that will stimulate my appetite, because everything else either keeps it neutral or kind of, you know, kicks it in the ass and doesn't really do me any favors. The MK, I will say this, it did indeed pick up my appetite. It's not really my personal favorite thing to use, but it will pick it up. There's no doubt about that. But like I said, EQ, I think it's overhyped in that regards. People say that it'll make you hungry and it'll make you eat more. It will, but it's definitely not a miracle for this at all.
Right. You know, I think that's a lot of that's dependent on the environment you're coming from, Justin, because I've used, no, I haven't. My lab rat has used it as part of a regular cycle, or coming transitioning from a cycle into that as part of a, you know, and it didn't have any effect. But when my lab rat was clean for a long time and just did a cc or a cc and a half of it, there was a massive increase in hunger. So I think a lot of it speaks to what's going on prior to that and what else has it been in your system as to the effect that you get from it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, since we're going to refer to them as lab rats, I mean, mine...
Just this episode, for some reason, I feel it's correct.
For me, I didn't notice any, being clean for like, say, 8 to 10 weeks and then starting things off with that. Now, it wasn't a cc and a half. It was around 600 milligrams. I didn't see a drastic increase. But then again, everybody is going to respond to compounds differently.
Mm.
If anything, I mean, Tren kind of picks up my appetite some too.
Yeah, it definitely makes me more hungry. Well, they say that.
It's got positive partitioning effects.
That's what I was just going to say with the glycogen and carbohydrates.
Mm. Sorry, Dom. So does Superdrol. Man, it sounds like we're advertising a lot of drugs here. Everyone's going to be like,
sorry.
You know what? All this I've just said about food, and Dominic's picked on about lifestyle, and you mentioned Justin. The only thing message that's going to come here is like, okay, 600 milligrams of EQ, learning some training.
And then the next question is going to be how much Superdrill to take for appetite.
We can also tell him to take in like 20 milligrams.
There you go. We're on the same page.
Oh, goodness.
If about 20 to 30 milligrams of THC, I promise you they're going to fucking eat.
That's very true.
Actually, Dom's in Vegas now with a couple of edible fans, so he can probably speak best on that.
Yeah, 20 milligrams is my threshold, that's for sure. Any more past that, then I'm not going to be able to move to eat.
I think that's why you didn't get no videos or pictures on 4th of July.
No edibles. That's one thing. I can't do any edibles around people because then I just get too weird. But
whoa.
That sounded odd. I get very quiet. Off. I get very quiet and paranoid. But when I do them on my own, I want to eat everything in my kitchen.
Hey, makes sense.
That sounds like familiar. Except I wasn't on 20.
It was like 50.
It was 60.
Holy shit.
Hey, it was my first time, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I wasn't told differently, and it made me never want to do it again.
Your first time you took 60 milligrams?
I didn't. Like, literally, like, everything bodybuilding-related my whole life.
Take three times what you recommended to be given. If it says one scoop, take three.
Got you. I've always like looked at everything I'm doing. I want to research it, make sure I'm doing it right. This is the one time I was like, you know what, this guy, like, is good. I'm just gonna give this a run to see what happens. Yeah, that was one of the most paranoid feelings. Like, I think I was airwalking, dude. I did it at a show too. Like,
holy crap!
I had to walk in front of a lot of very important people and shake hands, and it did not make me feel very comfortable.
What'd you eat?
What do you mean? We ended up going out to eat afterwards, and it was some type of pasta dish, and I had burgers, and it was in Canada, so did it legally, for anybody asking.
Gotcha.
Cool. I was going to say, because they had poutine, and you don't find poutine here in the States anywhere.
That's cheese and chips, right? Cheese and fries, sorry, over here.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's fries with cheese curds and gravy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? When people used to get that every night, like when they go out and get hammered and get drunk in England, that's a lot of weird people would eat that, like when they were absolutely hammered.
Yep, it's bar food basically. So,
Justin, like, how the hell did you function around people in that dose?
Dude, it was not well at all.
Can I ask why did you even take it, Justin? Because of all the people I know, you're probably the person who least needs help with appetite.
No, it was not for appetite. It was for sleep. And little did I know, I thought, like, the show's going to be over. We're going to go to bed in, like, maybe, like, 90 minutes. Everybody's going to be done. No. Everybody's ready to go out. And I'm like, shit. And I did not expect it to be, like, I thought it was going to be I was told it was going to kind of calm me down from an anxiety standpoint so I can go on to sleep. And that was the plan. I didn't know it was going to completely fuck up my whole world.
I've been there, unfortunately.
Yeah, I had no idea. I did not know what to expect. I did not think that was going to happen. And because, you know, it's not very much. I mean, it's like one little strip of a gummy that's like an inch long. Like, what the fuck? You didn't think that's going to, like, cripple me.
That's funny. That's exactly what happened to me. I don't normally do any of this stuff. Like, I haven't even touched, like pot since, like, 2000. Like, it was crazy. But
I'm still a virgin, but I feel that, like, if I'm going to go to Vegas, Dom, Andy, and Mark are going to have to
they're going to get you in.
You can count on that.
They're going to sneak in an edible into your meal.
Especially with Andy. He loves edibles before we eat sushi.
Oh, dude. It was so crazy. But I had, like, a really stressful week, and one of the chicks in the office where I worked had, like, a one-inch piece of a nerd rope left, and she's like, here, you want to try this? And I'm like, what is it? She told me what it was, and I'm like, all right, yeah, no problem. So I took it, and I had an hour ride home. By the time I got home, I was sitting on the edge of my couch rocking back and forth like a small child that was about to be eaten by a dinosaur. I was scared to death, and I was paranoid and freaking out for, like, 5 hours. It was horrible.
It's not really selling the idea to me, guy.
No, don't do that. No.
Well, you're
gonna have, like, a gummy bear's head. Like, that's it.
10 milligrams. That'll take care of it.
Yep. I don't know how much mine was. She said the whole rope was 125, but she literally gave me an inch.
And the rug was 2 inches longer.
No, it was an inch long. Oh, yeah. The whole rope, yeah.
There we go.
That's so funny. Yep. But, so, I think we've covered
completely
that
completely gone off topic, as per usual.
I know, right? But that's all right, because it all works out. Yep. So, we got a question about Miss Ghislaine Maxwell. And I know a lot of you, I know Joe had an idea, but wasn't quite sure exactly.
I just didn't recognize the name.
Right, the name.
Yeah.
But so I'll give the quick background. I'm not going to go too deep down the rabbit hole, but essentially, those of you out there that have heard of Jeffrey Epstein, I'm sure you have. He's the one who's responsible for the Lolita Express, Little St. James Island. He was a convicted sex offender, was picked up in 2019. And you know, is basically in jail and ready to be prosecuted for multiple counts of sexual abuse to minors and all, you know, sex trafficking and all kinds of crazy stuff. And he didn't kill himself, but he's dead supposedly. And this lady, Ghislaine, a lot of people put her out there as being like his assistant or his helper. But at the end of the day, what the information that's out there now, what's really been more found out is that she was his handler. So she was basically his boss. Like, she was the one who was orchestrating this whole scenario. She has ties to the Mossad and all kinds of crazy stuff that we could go down another much longer rabbit hole another day. But she was arrested last week. And now the entire world of everybody from royalty to, you know, politicians to, I mean, big high ups and CEOs and companies are dumping off. Like, people are running because this woman has been arrested, because I don't think any of us have any idea how deep and how many people are really going to be involved in all this crap with Epstein once it all comes to the surface. And from what they're saying, she is singing like a bird right now. So that's what I actually just got an alert on my phone that says she's in route of being moved to the prison in New York where Epstein didn't kill himself. So,
well, I've just been watching Blacklist on Netflix for like the past 2 months. She's going to be en route and get like knocked off.
Oh, I know. I'm like, and that's what everybody's so worried about, because she has so much information that everybody is scared to death that she's going to somehow get knocked off. You know, there's already been, you know, satire articles that have put out that she's got coronavirus, and somebody posted an article that was said July 11th, and it says Ghislaine Maxwell dies from coronavirus. I mean, it's today's the what, 7th, 6th? Yeah, 6th. And it's post dated 5 days, you know, saying she's already dead. So I think, you know, I'm sure a lot of it is satire and jokes and people being funny about it, but you never know, man. When it comes to this stuff, the people will do anything to save themselves when they're on the chopping
block. And she knows everything.
Everything.
There is a documentary on Netflix on Epstein as well, if anyone isn't familiar with it and wants to get up to date with it. I watched one episode two weeks ago, and it's pretty damning. Like, how he was running things out in Miami, you know, how he was recruiting girls to go around and massage him, and yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty rough.
Absolutely. And it's been going on for years, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, there's a lot of people are talking right now that the next big one on the list is potentially going to be Bill Clinton. You know, if you're not familiar with his Lolita Express, which the flight records for his plane and people who have gone to his private island, which had a weird temple, what they said, a lot of crazy sex stuff went on there and whatnot there. I mean, there's so many people on this list. There's people like
Prince
Barack Obama,
Prince Andrew as well from the UK.
Yep.
Remember,
yep. Prince Andrew's on there. Prince Albert, Barack Obama. You got Will Smith. You got, I mean, just all kinds of people, you know, that you could possibly think of are on this list that have been to this guy's island. And, you know, some of the stuff that's leaked about what's going on there is just like disgusting. Like, I mean,
the true blacklist.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they talk about the cops who saw Anthony Weiner was married to Huma Abedin, who was Hillary Clinton's assistant. And they, when he got arrested and his laptop got confiscated, there a lot of crazy stuff came out from what they found on his laptop. And there's stories of hardened New York cops having to leave the room and puke because of what they saw on the laptop. So that's just a little taste of to tell you what, you know, what's kind of going on with all that. So,
so what's the question?
Well, I think they just wanted us to discuss it. You know, more, there was no question. It was just your thoughts on Ghislaine Maxwell. And I think for me, at least, is I'm just grabbing the popcorn and ready to watch these people go down, you know?
I don't think it's going to actually happen because I personally feel that when you have so much money and so much power that they'll end up weaseling their fucking way out of it. Like
possible,
Prince Andrews apparently refused to have a sit-down conversation with the FBI.
Yep.
Right.
Since you mentioned him a second ago.
Yep.
I mean,
he can still get extradited, though.
People, there'll be a few that probably will get prosecuted, but I know a lot of the big fish will probably slip away on this.
A few sacrificial lambs, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we'll see some suicides, too, for sure.
That's if something doesn't happen to her beforehand.
Right.
Or they have, like, an actual written testimony. If she doesn't, I don't know, maybe have a stroke or a heart attack. You know how – what is that thing – I watched it on one of those CIS, like, you know, crime
shows. The shot they can give you under your fingernail that makes you have a heart attack? Yeah.
It's potassium. It's some type of potassium making, you know, she may have a random heart attack and just die. You know, some shit like that. But interesting fact is they have, I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, but they have some drone footage of his island.
Mm-hmm.
His island has a submarine entrance.
Yep.
And Maxwell had a submarine license.
Yep.
Which I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, my God.
Guess whose island that's right next door also has a submarine entrance?
Who's that?
Joe Biden.
No, come on, really?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So there's all kinds. That's what I'm saying. We could go down this hole forever, dude. There's so much craziness that, you know, is going to come. And I think you're right. I think there are some big fish that are going to. I also think we're going to see some people take themselves out because they're too worried about getting caught up in all this. And, it's just a lot of craziness that's going to go on. But I think, too, a lot of the people that are on this list that are potentially going to go down for this are being looked at elsewhere for other crimes. And I feel like this is the one area where they might actually be able to be taken down. Because I see them skating on, like, you know, sedition charges and crazy stuff like that elsewhere. But when it comes to, you know, sex offenses and things like this, I think it's a stronger case there as long as there's enough evidence. And there's a lot of people that are saying that she's been singing for the last 6 months and wearing wires and her phone's been tapped. And, you know, whether all that's true or not, we won't know until any of that stuff really comes out. But that's the word on the street is that this is not something new, that this is whole process has been going on for like 6 months and that she's turned state's witness essentially and is, you know, has been building evidence against all these people. So we'll see what happens, you know,
as if we didn't need any more drama this year.
don't you know that like the shark birds are coming?
The what?
Was
that Luke? Somebody posted up a meme of the next thing on the list for this year was a seagull with a shark head on it. And I'm like, don't you know the shark birds are coming? Because it was the murder horn. You know, I mean,
whatever happened to possibly imagine.
Nothing. They just like fizzled out because riots became more important. So,
we've got the bubonic pit plague just outside China making a comeback because people are eating rats or something ridiculous.
Oh my God. And the swine flu version 2 is out there now too. All kinds of crazy stuff.
It's one thing after another. It's like being, they took the movies away and they made real life into a movie.
It is. It's absolutely.
Yeah, being released next week is a new virus followed by a riot.
It is. I mean, 2020 has literally been the most comical year so far, and I'm not comical because obviously it's been terrible too, but when you look at it from
a poor choice of words,
yeah, I guess that, but you know what I'm saying, it's like a script. I mean, it's just been, you look at it, it's almost like, is it really a movie?
The only thing
you
know I find comical is the fact that probably 99% of the world believe the shit that's actually happening.
That's what I was just about to say.
Right.
Is it like an eye-opener just how gullible people are?
Yep.
Well, like I was telling one of my friends, I was telling Andy the other day, because we talk about this a lot, is I feel like with this whole quarantine thing, most people have become even fucking dumber. Now, anything that comes out, they believe.
Yeah.
And if they tell you to lick the fucking piss on the floor and go lick it and it'll help you not get coronavirus, they'll probably do it.
Like, oh, you better believe
it. It's insane. Yeah. They just believe everything that's out now. And it's like, I'm not even going to go down the whole other road of what I was going to go, but I can't right now. But it's just, yes, I just feel like this whole mental capacity of people is just decreasing just rapidly ever since this whole quarantine thing started.
It's some insane. Interesting stuff about the virus, actually, and it's not really being talked about. I was talking to one of my friends this weekend. He's just ridiculously intelligent, and he was talking about the coronavirus can actually alter the cell structure that it attaches itself to almost replicate the same structure as the virus. So if anyone's familiar with the virus, it's got like these little spikes sticking out, and those will attach themselves to receptors on the cells. So that's when the problems start. But the cell can start to grow out these like spikes by itself. And why I'm saying this is because people are like recently like have been suffering with blood clotting and things like that. Well, that's probably the reason why, because these spikes are coming out and the cells can't flow anymore, and you get clotting that occurs, and there you go.
That's what happened to Guy Cicinino, I believe.
So what you've got to look for now is high antioxidants, and this is why there's correlation between high inflammatory, high carbohydrate and processed food diets and higher cases of the coronavirus being causing a severe outcome is because of this same mechanism, because you're promoting inflammation, antioxidants can't get into help the receptors to stop the coronavirus like spike from hitting the receptor. So once you break it down, it's actually quite interesting. And so high antioxidants and things like the Immune Plus that will help transport these things across the cell membrane are going to be hugely beneficial. Thought I'd end up dropping some knowledge.
There you go. Yep. It's definitely crazy. I mean, the fact that they're going back, like we talked about earlier, and closing businesses down again when the death rate is like nothing. I mean, didn't the CDC come out the other day and say that we're at the point where they're potentially going to pull the epidemic?
Yeah, I saw that today, actually, yeah.
Yeah. So what's going to happen at that point when the CDC says it's no longer an epidemic? Are we still going to stay closed down even though there's no epidemic anymore? You know, it's stupid.
I want to say something funny. They call Furbies like people that think they're fucking animals.
Yep.
Well, no. Furries. I want to be a Furby because I'm going to pretend I'm a fucking bear, and I'm going to try to hibernate for the next 6 months. Just fucking disappear. Wait, nobody sees or hears from me. I don't want to see or hear from anybody else. Well, I don't have to know anything about what the fuck's going on.
Moving the mouse
like the next 6 months, and turn my phones off. Turn everything off.
Dude, I hear you.
You just see Justin come out with hair down to his fucking ankles and a beard that just covers himself.
14-foot long beard. That would be great.
Probably put on 20 pounds of muscle as well, the asshole.
I know, right? He would too. He wouldn't even touch a weight either. He'd just come out more huge, more shredded with a giant beard.
If I could actually hibernate for 6 months, you're probably right, considering my sleep is so minimal. Like, I'd finally be getting recovery for once.
He'd probably just dream about lifting weights and grow.
Yeah, right? He's one of those people. I just walk into a store and smell it and I grow. Oh, goodness. Yeah, so there's a bunch of crazy stuff going on, and I think that's people definitely, like we talked about last week, they liked our deep dive into some of the crazy shit that was going on. So we end there. Anybody else have anything they want to toss in the pot before we call it a day?
Oh, God, I know.
No, I'm about to go throw some turkey in my pot.
But I've been to one too many of those parties.
You've been to what?
Never mind.
He changed his mind. He's like, nope, I don't know Epstein.
throwing the car keys in the pot. You know how that works, Justin.
Yeah, gotcha. Yep. Cool. All right, gentlemen. Until next week.
Cool.
All right, man. Later. Good evening.
Bye, guys.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Do you think you have what it takes to be part of the most elite team out there? If you've got the AD gene, then visit farm.projectad.me and apply now.